Proclamation number 4031 of 27th of April, 1947. Unification of the soul and the body with the spirit. What you are able to hear through the inner voice is significant for soul and body and should therefore be heeded by both, i.e., the soul. The human being's thinking, feeling and wanting, should be stimulated by it, and the body should also be determined to comply with what the soul now thinks, feels and wants. Despite the soul's idea, the body can still resist. Even though the human being is inwardly convinced that he has to act differently, he can still do what is beneficial for the body but harmful for the soul. Then the recognition of what is right is certainly present, but the will is too weak to turn it into action. The will belongs to the soul, but the will is decisive for the actions of the body. If the will is now strong enough, then it determines the body to actions which are beneficial for the soul. Then the soul pulls the body into the spiritual kingdom, so to speak. It is no longer materially minded. I.e., earthly desires no longer have the upper hand, although the human being still lives on earth and again has to fight the battle with it. Yet the spirit in the human being pulls the soul mightily, and once it has succeeded by virtue of its will in restraining the body from its striving for the world, once it has succeeded in weakening bodily desire and making it inclined towards the soul, then the body will always distance itself more and more from the earthly, i.e., it will certainly still dwell in the old environment, but its desire will only have become weaker and finally only apply to what the soul imparts to it. The body, too, will find satisfaction in dwelling in the spiritual kingdom, and the unification of the soul and the body with the spirit can now take place much more easily than before, when the soul still had to struggle with the body, i.e., when its will was still too weak to resist the comforts of the world and the striving for earthly good was predominant. Yet this battle has to go ahead, otherwise the spirit in the human being will not be able to make itself heard. Otherwise the human being will not be able to hear the subtle voice of the spirit either. And therefore the urgent admonition constantly goes out to you humans: disregard the worldly as much as possible, draw from the source of life, let the spirit within you speak, which is able to give you far more than the world can offer you in pleasures and enjoyments. Direct all your thoughts, feelings and intentions towards the spiritual kingdom as often as you are able to do so. Also carry out earthly activities with your eyes directed upwards. Let your thoughts often wander upwards. Call upon God and commend yourselves to His love and grace. And your striving will become increasingly more spiritual. Earthly things will only touch you as far as it is absolutely necessary for the preservation of the body, and your soul will mature in knowledge. It will become full of light in you and a heavenly peace will enter your heart, for you have overcome the world. Amen.